Let us pray. We are quick, O God, to put things off the possible list onto the impossible list. So help us wrestle with you now. Open your word to us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In some traditions, of course, Mary looms large. In our tradition, typically not so much, and I often think that's sort of a mistake. Today's lesson being a good case in point. Mary is an amazing presence, and there is so much here for us at all times in our lives, but for one about to retire, and for a congregation about to enter its interim period, wow, there couldn't be a better text, I think, than this. Let me take you back a few years, all right, a lot of years, to the time when I was going into my grandmother's house with my report card. Now, the procedure was this. I would come home with a report card and I would take it into Nana, never Grandpa, and Nana would look it over, and if it was a good report card, I would get a dollar. Now let me tell you, in the days of chariots and open flames on the street corners, a dollar was a lot of money. Now, the wrinkle in this story is that I was coming in with a report card that had its very first D on it, as in David. I was in seventh grade, and I had Mrs. Allison for math. And all the way across Nana's house was probably 300 yards from ours through a field. And all the way across that field, I was rehearsing all the reasons for that D. And none of them had to do with my responsibility. Mrs. Allison was a terrible teacher. Anybody would tell you that. She gave out D's like they were candy. Etc., etc. And I walked in the house and handed her the report card and burst into tears. Well, I had slacked off and I knew it. Now, she wasn't the best of teachers, that's true. But on the other hand, it was a miserable time in my life. And that D was just the symbol of it. Well, Nana read the report card and she didn't say anything. And then she reached in her pocket, took out a dollar, and gave it to me. And I said, Nana, I don't deserve that. I got a D. Didn't you see it? It's right there. I've always been my own worst enemy in these things. And she said, I see it. I know what you're capable of. And the next one will be better. I was suddenly, to pick a phrase, coping with Nana's possible. She saw something in me that I had kind of given up on. Well, in a very similar way, Advent and the Christmas texts put us squarely in the headlights of God's possible. And if you think that's easily taken into life, you have another thing coming if you haven't discovered it yet. God's possibles for us are tough, and they require change and fresh ways of living and being. Much more significant than moving a D to a B in Mrs. Allison's math class, which I did. You and I have the very hard work of coping with God's possibles. The line that caught me in today's text, obviously, is that last thing that the angel is quoted as saying to Mary, "For with God, nothing is impossible." Or I think in our translation, "Nothing is impossible for God." Well, that's great. If it's about God and the impossible, I'm on board with that because that's God's business, right? And God, we all know it. God does some pretty remarkable things. And we hope that God does a lot more remarkable things. Healings, restorations, all sorts of things that God is capable of doing. If, however, the issue is what's possible because of God, then things flip around and suddenly the burden is ours to share. Not quite so easy. Now, you may be familiar with possibility thinking. There's a version of Christianity that says something like this: if you can think it, it's possible for you to do it with God. Or if you want it, it's possible for you to have it with God. Well, far be it from me to tell you that that isn't so, but it's a little more complicated than that, I think. It isn't just what you want. It's not just what you can imagine. It's what God sees in you and in us. It's the possibles that suddenly we find resting in our spirits and on our shoulders. Wow. Peace is possible. Loving others as much as we love ourselves is possible. Stepping aside from the things we have always thought and always done, the things we were conditioned to by our upbringing and our environment and our privileges, stepping aside from those things is possible. But it's hard work. Possibilities become new realities and all sorts of things settle on us. This is a great text for me. I don't know about you, but in the last 6 weeks or so, I have been thinking about all the things that will no longer be possible for me. And I'll let you speculate on what those might be. It turns out the time ahead has lots of God's possibles in it for me. And I don't know that I'm entirely ready for them. But it turns out God doesn't care. I have wanted to go back now and then. And I will admit to feeling some yearning for the past. I've gotten a little nostalgic in these weeks, remembering folks who are no longer sitting in these pews physically. I've been a little irritable. Tried not to be with you, but I have been at home just a bit. The other day, I said something a little snappy to the woman with whom I live. And she said, "Retiring, are we?" Which did not help. I have felt a little overwhelmed now and then at the things that are yet to be done in my own mind. All these terribly important things. I've been a little afraid here and there. What will happen? And I have been awestruck many times. Last Sunday was one. Nearly every day this week has been an occasion to be awestruck. And in case you haven't picked up on those are themes from the Christmas texts, from the Advent texts. All those things grip us in the midst of dealing with God's possibles. You too may find yourselves getting a little nostalgic. How will you know it? You'll know it when you say things like, Wow, it's not like it used to be. Do you think Len would have done it that way? You may find yourself getting a little irritable with people that you love in your family or in your church. You may find yourself feeling overwhelmed. What will become? Are we equal to the task? You are, but you may not think you are in the moment. You may be a little bit afraid. And hopefully you will be often stricken with awe at the things emerging in your common life together. Yes, I have a hunch we will all feel a little bit like Mary in the face of the pronouncement by the angel. What? Me? You can't be serious. Nana, don't you see that D on that card? Maybe, just maybe, the texts will grip us deeply enough that we will be able to respond as Mary did. I am God's servant. Let it be as you have said. Amen.